Young Moments.
Presenters don't often buy the radio station they appear on, but this week, 16 years ago, Chris Evans did.
I think Virgin Radio is probably the jewel in the crown of all of it. It has to be. You know, we represent a triumvirate of national commercial stations, both or rather representing different things. And I think it's really important. I think it's a bit unfortunate that we're deprived of being able to reach bigger audiences because of the quality of our signals and the type of signals we have. And I think it's the last bastion of monopolisation.
Chris Evans, who's Ginger Media with Apax, bought Virgin Radio for £85 million this week in 1997. And staying with acquisitions, 6 years ago, EMAP sold its magazines and radio businesses to Bauer for £1.14 billion. This week, just last year, one Radio 4 presenter ended their reign after 23 years.
Well, it has changed. I mean, mainly, I suppose, because of all those different communications technologies that have come in. I mean, you know as well as I do, Ritula. We tweet now, we Facebook. We can broadcast from anywhere in the world thanks to satellite technology. We can almost broadcast from our smartphones. None of that was possible 2 decades ago. We can do so much more. We can go to so many more places. And I hope it means that in some way we can actually tell people more of what's going on in the world than we certainly could a couple of 20 years ago.
The engagement and gravitas of Robin Lustig signing off this week last year from The World Tonight. And staying with Radio 4 this week 25 years ago, a surprise call to the Today programme.
The time is 13 minutes to 7, and let me bring you up to date with this morning's big news. Mr. Gorbachev is cutting short his visit to New York and flying straight back to the Soviet Union because of the earthquake in Armenia. It means, of course, that he will not be coming to Britain. We have on the telephone now from 10 Downing Street, Mrs. Thatcher, who I gather has just heard the news, Prime Minister.
Hello, good morning. I heard it on your news briefing.
To be producing that show on that day. This week, in 1975, LBC was still a comparatively new station, finding its feet and competing with the BBC through immediacy, really. When the Balcombe Street siege ended with the surrender of 4 IRA members and 2 hostages released, LBC reporter John Snow was on the scene with the first reports using a mobile radio telephone.
The evidence so far is that we are right at the very end of this siege.
A young John Snow this week in 1975. The technology in 1901 was even more basic than John's phone. Marconi fiddled around with it, though, enough to make the first transatlantic transmission.
Not a shrub or a tree, only a deserted military hospital, in one room of which Mr. Marconi set up his apparatus. We had brought 2 15-foot balloons and 6 kites for the purpose of elevating the aerial.
Happy birthday, radio, this week in 1901. Couple of birthdays now. Who are these?
Britain's favourite Radio 1.
Oh, back full of soul music on a Saturday night. The old and the new mixed together. Robbie Vincent from South.
Great band, great lunchtime menu today, chosen by Jem Redman from Huddersfield. Hothouse flowers and don't go. We're going to be bashing out the music on 1FM.
The voices of Andy Peebles, who's 65 this week, and Gary Davis, who's 56. Happy birthday. So, with reports 39 years ago that Capital had overspent its launch budget by £125,000, Hallam announcing 8 years ago that Daryl Denham was to return, and Debonair becoming double Debonair this week 33 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.